Welcome, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. And it is time for another edition of Name That Tune.
All right.
And tonight will be entirely, it will consist entirely of TV show themes from the 80s and 90s.
Wow.
And we'll introduce the contestants here. Returning from Staten Island, the according to himself, the king.
The dean.
The dean of Name That Tune. Ladies and gentlemen, 21 years in the broadcasting business. Worked for Kiss FM. Worked for, who'd you work for in San Diego?
KGB.
KGB.
101 KGB.
The star of BrianWhitman.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Brian Whitman, nice to see you.
Thank you, Tim. It's so nice to be here once again. Again, I was not told that I would be competing, but I got to work and got the good news. I am happy to be here. I have three dogs. I live in the San Fernando Valley. I am the undisputed king, the dean of Name That Tune. And I believe this is the first time that I will be playing one-on-one against Gina Grad, so I'm really excited about it.
Well, welcome back, Brian Whitman. All right, from Kansas, the state of Kansas, and most recently made out with two chicks last night.
No, that was
Spearmint Rhino.
That was me, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gina Grad, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And tell us, Brian, about yourself.
Well, I believe we have played each other before.
Oh, but I beat you.
Well, if
I think you have.
You don't remember, then I don't. I'm not sure.
All right. Tell us about yourself, Gina.
Did we play?
Shut up, Brian.
Hey, don't you yell at me like that.
Gina.
I hail from the great state of Kansas. Went to the University of Kansas. Moved out here about 4 years ago. And just happy to be here, Tim.
Thank you very much.
I would, before we go on, did we play before?
I think we did.
And what was
I think you guys did.
One-on-one, just you and me against each other?
Yeah.
I think so.
You guys have played together. I'm just trying to remember which one it was.
And it was 80s.
Yes, and I won.
You won.
Yes.
Now he remembers. Yeah. Now okay. It jogs his memory.
By the way, with these TV themes, Jerry Wachowski, I'm just trying to get just a little clarity out of you. 80s and 90s.
I said 80s, 90s. There's a couple other ones thrown in, but these are all recognizable.
These will be very popular.
These are all
popular.
If you don't know
any one of these was a hit.
All right, and the rules go like this.
Oh, I'm sure he'll dispute. There's one of them I know he'll dispute.
All right, here are the rules, gang. I'm sorry, you're a contestant here, dude.
Oh, you're right. I forget my place sometimes.
When we're going to play a song, a theme song from the 80s or 90s TV shows, and if Gina thinks she knows it, she'll yell out.
Gina.
And if Brian thinks he knows it, he'll yell out.
Brian.
Yes. And then we'll stop the music, and the contestant that yelled her or his name first will have an opportunity to name the theme song. Now, if that contestant doesn't do it within 3 seconds or doesn't get the theme right, then the other contestant has an opportunity to steal.
And it's important to point out,
you lose a point.
That's right. If the 3 seconds expires or you guess incorrectly, like on Jeopardy, another rule
it's
that
over.
Was developed to Shanghai me, you lose a point.
Right. So, it's to prevent cheaters. All right. Here to keep score, Randy Wang. Nice to see you, dude.
What's going on?
All right.
I've never cheated in my life.
All right.
Sure you haven't.
Okay. Randy, you're not even playing. And you're the scorekeeper. You're supposed to be, by the way, try this, really down the middle, like real objective.
I'm fair and honest,
impossible.
But Gina's going to win.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, here we go. The very first theme song. You got your names ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gina's all nervous. It's
okay.
Great.
Whatever.
Here we go. Good luck to you girls. Here we go.
Gina. Three's Company.
That is correct. Three's Company. That's a great theme song, by the way.
Come and knock on my door. We've been waiting for you. With their kisses now hers and hers and his. Three's Company too.
Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Oh, God.
Need your face, Three's Company too.
Ba-da, ba-da, bum.
Fantastic.
You'll see that life is above again.
All right, Randy, the score. Wow.
The score is Gina 1, Brian a big fat 0.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to have to step in here. I think you're right. You've got to be more neutral here because you are the scorekeeper, young man.
Right. I'm totally neutral.
No, he wants to get in Gina's pants.
But to be
this
fair,
is the problem.
To be fair, when I was the scorekeeper, you made me call you the dean and I had to call him the ding dong.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, you're true.
That
to.
Is true. That is true. It is not all fair here.
Brian, I'll be fair to you when you give me my $500.
You didn't win. Randy.
That
you
was
lost.
An unfair competition.
You
last
lost.
Week.
You lost.
Because Jerry cheated. And
all right, here is song number two.
Shut up. I need to focus.
Song number two. Good luck, contestants.
Gina.
Gina.
Sesame Street.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Go.
The Children's Television Workshop.
Randy with the score?
Gina 2, Brian 0.
Wow, right. Gina off to a, you know.
Song number 3. Good luck, contestants.
Brian. Entertainment Tonight.
That is correct. Brian on the boards. Randy, the score?
Gina 2, Brian 1.
All right, here we go. Song number 4. Good luck.
Brian. My favorite show as a child, Batman.
Yeah.
Is this from the 40s?
70s.
60s.
Late, funny, I thought this was 80s and 90s.
Funny.
Early 60s.
Batman.
The lyrics are really easy.
Batman. Here come the zonks. And the...
Imagine nowadays you're going to write a theme song for a show, and they hired a guy to write the lyrics, and he comes in that day, and he goes, it's just Batman. We're going to say it over and over.
And in between the Batmans, we're going to go...
Brilliant. Sold.
So it's 80s and 90s, right?
That was from the early 60s.
It was
just making sure.
Gina...
Who doesn't know that?
Right.
I didn't know it.
You'll take it up with
come
Jerry.
Come on!
You know what? That's right. Man, we're going to put an asterisk next to that one.
Well, I have to interject here, actually. Because Brian buzzed in, and then he said as his answer, my favorite show as a kid, Batman.
No.
Yeah, we'll allow
that.
Right,
because that was my...
Previously,
you're
in the competition...
Like, I'm the king of the nighttime world.
Right, no, exactly. We'll allow
and
that.
By the way, I didn't watch Batman when it was being done. I watched it in reruns.
Oh, I didn't
so
miss
I wasn't,
that.
Yeah, I was born in 1972.
Missed
I wasn't...
that Nick at Night night.
Yeah, okay. Right. All right, here we go. Theme song number 6.
And you're 29.
Song number 5.
You're 29, right? Mm-hmm.
And good luck, contestants. Here we go. You guys got to both shut the F up, or else I'm going to jump across this table.
No, she's focused.
You are contestants. You are the lowest on the rung of the people on the air right now. You're contestants. You should behave like contestants.
All I'm saying is she's focused. She's just not 29.
All right. What?
All right, here we go. Theme song number 5, everybody.
Gina. Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah. That is correct.
And I got her.
That is right. I'd have never gotten this.
Me neither.
It has a good hook.
By now, I would have gotten it.
Are there lyrics?
No.
No, there's no lyrics to this song.
That's enough of that. All right, theme song number 6. Randy with the score?
Gina 3, Brian 2.
Here we go.
Brian.
Gina!
The Simpsons.
That is wrong.
No.
That is wrong. Gina with an opportunity to steal.
I'll take it.
Oh, I know it. It's my favorite.
Oh, that's not what I thought it was.
I know it. You don't know it.
It's not what I
thought
it was.
Let her listen to it. Hey, Brian, let her listen to it for a little bit. Gina Grant, nothing?
It's lovely, but no.
I tell you, it's Falcon Crest.
Okay, you're wrong again.
No, I watched Falcon Crest. It's not Falcon Crest.
I wonder if you get another point taken.
No, you can only get one point.
It's Dynasty.
Oh, yeah,
Dynasty.
Falcon Crest, same show.
All right, Randy with the score.
Well, Brian lost a point there, so it's Gina 3, Brian 1.
That is
correct. Song number 7. Good luck, everybody.
Brian.
Gina!
Brian.
Mr. Belvedere.
That is wrong. Gina has an opportunity to steal.
Can I sing it for you, or do you just want the answer? That'd be Cheers.
Anything you like. Cheers is correct.
The world today takes everything you got.
Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
At least you're all in key.
Wouldn't you like to get away?
Sounds like a guy who had a point taken away from him.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You want to be where you can see the troubles are all the same. You want to go where everybody knows your name.
Right. You should get extra credit for that.
Hey, by the way, when I guessed Dynasty wrong, what did I say?
You said Falcon Crest.
No, that's
no,
after
Simpsons.
Simpsons. Yeah. Yeah, it sounded like in the beginning, you know, that very beginning of the...
To be perfectly honest, I thought it sounded like Mission Impossible.
See, right there. The Simpsons. That's what I thought it was.
Dun, 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 dun.
All right, give Brian a point back for that.
No, I don't want it. It's 4-0, right?
All right, song number 8. What's the score?
It's Gina 4, Brian 0.
Okay. Song number 8.
Brian?
Brian.
Emergency?
Nope.
That is wrong.
I'll field this one.
Here we go.
Gina?
Gina.
Inspector Gadget.
That's correct.
And by the way, Randy, you don't have to laugh just because I beat you last week.
That's
and
your
embarrassed you. I mean, you know, it's embarrassing for you.
Well, these are just a little obvious.
Right, so are the ones that
are
I beat
you. Are
there
any lyrics to this song? It's coming up?
Yeah, it's real good, too.
Inspector Gadget, everybody.
Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
Here's the...
Inspector Gadget.
Same guy from Batman wrote this.
Oh, wait, no, there's a chorus.
Here's the hook.
Go, Gadget, go!
Go, Gadget,
go! Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget.
All right.
There it is.
Song number 9. Before we go to song number 9, Randy with the score?
It's Gina 5, Brian -1.
Ah.
All right. Some catching up to do, young man.
I've won plenty of times. I don't need to win all the time.
Jerry.
Let me clarify that. Gina's ahead by 6 points.
Right. You made that clear.
Song number 9.
And if you didn't want to get in her pants, maybe you'd be a little more impressive.
Maybe someone should give me $500.
Maybe if you beat me.
So you can give Gina to get that money so you can get
we
in
could work.
Maybe if
out.
You beat me when I said beat me, I would give you the $500.
That was a rigged competition. Those songs weren't even hits.
Shut up.
Would you roll around with Randy for $500?
Right now I would, yeah.
All right. Brian?
It's like a month's rent.
Would you throw this game for $500?
That's pathetic. Yes, and yes.
All right, let's talk during the break.
All right.
I'll just answer Falcon Crest to everything.
Song number 9. Here we go.
Brian.
Brian.
Facts of Life.
That's correct.
Oh. That was good.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you're growing. Now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. All about you. You.
Wow.
All about you. It takes a lot to get them right.
Come on, Jim.
When you're learning.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
Somebody spent a lot of time in front of that TV while Dad was at the stadium.
As a babysitter.
Huh? All right. Randy with the score.
It is now Gina 5, Brian 0.
All right. Song number 10 we're up to, and we're doing 32, so that's 22 songs left. Here we go.
Brian.
Brian, I don't know. Wait a minute. Let me listen back to that. What do you think it was?
I heard Brian first.
Randy?
I heard Brian.
I think I heard Brian, too. Okay.
Dallas.
That is correct. Dallas is right. Good playing, young man.
Great theme. Let's hear all of it.
Dallas.
Let's hear all of it.
It's 7 minutes.
Well, it's not 7 minutes.
It'll seem like it.
They go over at Cowboy Stadium. You see it there?
Yeah.
And all the ranches.
That's a great opening. It sounds like every theme song in the 70s.
It does.
You could put any show in there.
What was the name of it? Fork Ranch or Fork?
South Fork.
South Fork.
My mom and dad used to make my brother and me go up to our room. We couldn't watch Dallas.
We watched it while we folded laundry.
And look how you turned out.
So proud of himself.
All right. Song number 11. We're up to song number 11, and Randy with the score.
Gina 5, Brian 1.
5-1. Here we go.
Gina.
Gina.
Star Trek.
That's correct. Very good. That is very good.
Having never seen an entire episode, I would have never guessed.
I bet you would have known this theme song from right here.
Oh, here I would have gotten it.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
Yeah.
Spock. Space. The final frontier.
Spock. Randy's trying to get in. Gina,
conversely, Randy has all the episodes at home.
Pass.
You've never seen it. He's got them all.
Sure, I do.
You have any at home?
No, but I used to watch it all the time with my dad as a kid.
No. All right. I don't have them all.
Song number 12. Ready?
Nope.
Gina with the score. I'm sorry, Randy with the score.
6-1.
6-1. All right. Song number 12. Brian.
Speed Racer.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
My favorite TV. Jerry, shut up.
I didn't pick him, Gina.
This is my favorite TV show when I was a kid, and I was born in 1963.
And you know what, my friend? I was going to go out there about 5 seconds earlier with Speed Racer, and I pulled back. But then when I heard the revving
Good
of the
play.
Engines, thank you, Tim.
All right. The score before we go to break?
It's Gina 6, Brian 2.
6-2. All right, let's play his theme. A lot of people like this. I grew up on the show as a child. It came on right off on Channel 52, right after Kimba the White Lion. It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM.
He's gaining on you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and there's dangerous work to do, bet your life's eraser to see it through. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go. He's up and flying as he guns a car around the track. He's jamming down the pedal like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go!
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show, and we're live at 97.1 Free FM. We're in the middle of a very heated battle here. Name that tune, 80s and 90s theme shows from television. But a couple of them are dropped in from the 70s. And clear advantage of that goes to Brian Whitman.
That's not true.
You got them both from the 1970s.
That is
70s and 60s.
That is not an advantage to me. Gina and I are very...
Seems like it.
May I finish? Gina and I are very close in age. I am not a child of the 70s.
Brian.
I am not a child of the 70s. I was born in 1972. I turned 8 years old in 1980. I am clearly an 80s. I'm an 80s kid. You saw as much 70s TV shows as I did. The Brady Bunch, you ever see that?
I'm familiar.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't lie, Gina. And Brent. Don't belch like that.
All right. Yeah, Gina, please. All right. We continue here. It is... Name that tune, Randy Wang. What's the score there, dude?
It's Gina 6, Brian 2.
All right, and we're up to song number 13. Lucky 13 for one of you two. Here we go. Sunday.
Brian!
Three-judge
panel.
Brian.
Thank you. And for Randy to say it.
Well, I think Gina's scream actually overshadowed Brian. Because I think
time.
Brian was first.
Thank you. That's two that I'm first.
Gina was so loud, I heard hers, but then I heard Brian's in the back of my head.
I agree with you guys. I thought it was a dead heat.
Thank
so
you. The answer's Happy Days.
Wow. There you go. Congratulations. All right. Yeah, that's one of the greatest theme songs of all time, written by Charles Fox, everybody.
Yeah.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
Saturday.
Yikes.
These days are ours. Happy and free.
Oh, happy.
These days are ours.
Is that Gary from the Leica show?
Goodbye, gray skies. Hello, blue. Nothing can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right. It can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long.
Hey, Tommy, for extra credit, what did the Fonz always say to Potsy? Tell him to do something.
Oh, sit on him.
Sit on him.
That's correct, man. Sit on it, Potsy. All right.
These days are ours.
Song number 4.
Happy days. Jerry was waiting for 3 minutes to do that.
I really wanted to hear that.
You waited 3 minutes to embarrass yourself.
Happy days, Tom.
All right. Song number 14, but first, Randy Wang with the score.
Gina 6, Brian 3.
Ooh, getting tight here. Song number 14.
In 1972, a crack commando unit was sent to prison by a military
Gina.
Court.
Gina.
A-team.
That is correct.
Yeah.
It's actually the A-team.
Oh.
Tim.
Tim.
You
know
what? You could say Brady Bunch and get away with the Brady Bunch, so we'll give it to him.
Thank you.
All right,
those are optional.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, the those are optional.
Oh, they are.
Oh, except for the next one. You need it for the next one.
Huh.
No, no, you actually don't. You don't. Okay. All right. There's a clue for you. All right. The two of you. Song number 15, but first, Randy with the score.
Gina 7, Brian 3.
Here we go.
Gina.
Gina.
The Apprentice.
That is correct.
By the way, that is not a 90s show.
I think that was after 2000.
Yeah, but we had a 60s show.
Well, I thought Brian would be the first one to get this
money,
one.
Money, 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 money.
Got the Donald here. Donald, how are you, man? Nice to see you.
You know what?
What happened to that show?
Well, you know what? The show was the biggest show since Friends. More people watched it than ever watched all of the Super Bowls combined. It is the most unbelievable, over-the-top, successful show for NBC in, I mean, 3 or 4 decades.
Wow.
And, you know, I decided...
Then why'd they take it off?
Well, you know, we're going to come back and retool it. I decided I wanted to spend my time putting out men's fashion, and I got a call from a great designer, a man named Philip Van Heusen.
You're fired.
And he said, you know what, Donald? I have fabrics that are going to blow your socks off. Come down to my office and just touch some of these fabrics. So I had my driver take me over to Philip Van Heusen's personal residence, and I touched these fabrics. And, Tim, they're pretty unbelievable. Never before have you felt such a fabric on your back. Really, it's mind-blowing.
I'd like to feel one of those shirts.
Tim.
All right.
You're fired.
All right. Song number 16. Good luck, girls.
Brian.
Brian.
Taxi.
Yes. Better times, man, when the show was on.
Yeah, man, I said it.
No 9-11s.
No Al-Qaeda's.
All right, gang.
Before the days of Sheikh Rahman. I tell you, I'd rather worry about Latka than Osama bin Laden.
All right, song number 17, Randy with the score.
Gina 8, Brian 4.
Here we go.
Brian.
No!
Brian.
The Jeffersons.
Yes.
Moving on up to the east side. Moving on up to that deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up to the east side. Kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill. It took a whole lot of trying just to get up the hill. Now we're up in the big leagues, getting up 10 at that. As long as we live.
All right. All right, gang. Song number 18. Good luck.
Brian.
Brian.
The Tonight Show.
That's wrong. Song number 18. Ooh. know it?
I think I do.
What is it?
I don't want to be wrong.
Oh, you have plenty of room.
Yeah, thanks. Saturday Night Live.
Yes. That is correct. Yes. That's a theme song that we played during our opening.
I know. I should have known that. I can't believe it. I just...
Jerry probably has that all ready to roll.
Well, that one has Shauna on it, so I haven't really used it recently. But
well, it's all right.
Oh, here it is.
It's SNL 2,
I know
Jerry.
What it is.
Hello?
I know what it is, Randy. Thank you.
Is that you?
Yeah.
And there's nothing in here called SNL 2 anyways. It's SNL Open.
Just right. play more themes.
Play a little of it, you a-hole. Jesus Christ, he argues about
it's
that.
It's Conway and Whitman that. Live, featuring Tom Likas, Ernie Anderson,
Jesus Christ,
Gloria the Screener,
we gonna be professional, oh come on now,
Rick Dees,
Sweet Babu,
Whoopi Goldberg,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
Orenthal James Simpson.
How's your house hunting coming?
Larry King.
It was harder for her than for you.
Whoa.
Jesse Jackson.
No!
Malibu Dan.
My favorite thing is a gyro.
Sam Phillips.
Hi, you guys.
Shauna Woolsey.
Hello.
Jerry Wachowski.
Big Timmy!
Musical guest, the Chubby Chasers.
We just wanted to feed you BBW Barbecue.
And starring Conway and Whitman.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Conway and Whitman.
Fantastic. All right, Ryan with the score.
Everybody.
It's Gina 9, Brian 4.
9-4, song number 19. Good luck, contestants.
Brian, Family Matters.
Yeah.
It's a rare condition this day and age
to read any good news on the newspaper page.
Love and tradition and the grand design.
Some by the way,
Jerry knows it.
By the way, got the theme.
Even out of the vibe.
Never saw an episode.
Wow. The Winslows.
Don't you remember Steve Urkel?
I know the character.
What's the girl's name? Laura.
Everybody will know this one. Song number 20 before we get to it. Randy Wang with the score.
Gina 9, Brian 5.
9-5. Here we go.
Brian. Love Boat.
Yes. All right, we're going to take a break and come back with more Name That Tune. Randy with the score.
Gina 9, Brian 6.
Conway Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And love.
Life's sweetest reward.
Come on, Gina.
Randy.
Let it flow.
From the 60s?
70s.
It floats back to you.
The Love Boat. Soon we'll be making another run.
Oh, God.
The Love Boat.
Our apologies to Jack Jones.
Set a course for adventure, your mind on a new romance.
I'm not.
And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile.
Come on, Tim.
On a friendly shore.
The Love Boat.
Welcome.
I get it. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Thank you, dear.
All right. It is a heated competition here. It is theme songs from the 80s and 90s, sometimes 60s, sometimes 70s, sometimes
2000s. I was shanghaied. I showed up for work not knowing I'd be asked to compete again. Once again, asked to compete. Once again, I don't turn
What's
down
the score?
An opponent. How about a mic that works?
Hello?
Jerry, can you turn Randy Wang's mic on? So we can hear him. Thanks. Okay.
It's Gina 9, Brian 6.
9 to 6. Good luck, contestants. Here we go.
Come and listen to
Gina.
Gina.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
That's correct, ma'am. Look at you with those hillbillies, man.
Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed.
The poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food, and out from the ground came a bubbling crew.
And by the way,
oil, that is.
Oil, that is. Texas tea.
Wouldn't this put to bed?
Well, you know, old Jed's a millionaire. The kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there.
Crazy girl. Wouldn't this put to bed the argument about Batman that I have?
Yes, it does, that Brian, I but I stopped that long ago.
Song number 22. Good luck.
Gina.
Gina.
The Kids in the Hall.
That's correct. Song number 23. Good luck, fellas.
Brian.
Brian.
Good times.
Yes.
Good times.
Good times. Good times. Good friend.
All right, this next show, one of my favorite shows of all time. Good luck.
Gina.
Brian. Gina.
Green Acres.
Yeah. You think? You think? Okay, here we go.
Green Acres is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me.
Land spreading out
so far and wide.
Manhattan.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'm from. Oh, get a lurchy smelling hay.
I just adore a penthouse view.
All right,
darling,
out.
I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
All right. Song number 25, but first, Randy with the score.
Gina 12, Brian 7.
Wow. Here we go.
Brian. Small Wonder.
It is. But I don't think that's the actual theme song from Small Wonder. I think that's an old...
Yeah.
Is it?
No, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
That. Where did you get that off
try,
of?
Try,
an
try.
LP or...
Try as you may to rob points.
No, I'm not trying to rob points, but if it sounds like... It sounds like something from the 40s or 50s.
Yes, that's the... Well, it's a bad recording of it, but that's
a bad recording.
That is the
okay.
theme All used right. for the show.
Okay, Randy with the score.
It is now Gina 12, Brian 8.
Here we go.
Brian.
Brian.
The Sopranos.
Yes. Oh, man. Good for you, dude.
Got yourself a gun.
Play it all, Tim. Play it.
Your baba always
told me. 10 minutes.
Chosen one.
She said you're one in a million.
Never saw
you
the
got
show.
The
I never
shotgun
saw
size. Shame about it. Born under a bad sign with a blue moon in your eye. Woke up this morning. All that love and light.
God, Tony!
Your papa never told you about
yeah.
right and wrong.
How you been?
But you're looking in the mirror. I'm a kid, you're a fun man, fine.
God,
about it.
God, Tony!
Under a bad sign with the
blue
note in your
I can't listen to Jerry. All right, song number 27, Randy with the score.
It's Gina 12, Brian 9.
12 to 9, song number 27.
Gina!
Brian!
Gina.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God, no!
You didn't get
happening.
It. No, Brian.
I hate myself.
15 seconds.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Job's a joke, you go.
I'll save time. Friends!
That's correct.
I don't know what happened to me.
All right, Randy with the score.
It's getting close. Gina, 11.
Oh
Brian, 10.
Whoa!
Don't put the whammy on
Here
me.
Here we go. Song number 28. Good luck, everybody.
Brian.
Brian.
Family Ties.
That is correct.
And play it. I'd like to sing it.
All right. That's song
me
number
too.
28.
Slow it down. Slow it down.
I can't really slow it down from here.
No, I mean the mood.
No.
I bet we've been together. For a million years.
Shut up, Gina, if you don't know the words.
And I bet we'll be
How rude.
Together.
She doesn't know the words.
For a million more. Oh, it's like I started breathing on the night we kissed. And I can't remember what I ever did before. What would we do, baby?
It's too high for me.
I don't want you to strain your voice. All right, the score, Randy, I think it's tied?
It's tied up 11-11.
Wow. Whatever. What a breakdown here.
And what a comeback. I mean, give me some credit.
All right, big breakdown. Friends, I think, killed you. I think that's where
I've moved
the turning point.
If I've come back 6 points, it's more than Friends that killed her.
All right, here we go. And song number 29.
Yes, no.
Gina. Malcolm in the Middle.
That is correct. Mm. Song number 30. Good luck, boys and girls.
Brian. Mission Impossible.
That is right. Song number 31.
Let's go to the three-judge panel.
I'm going to listen back to it
here. For the first time, that was me.
We got
to
do a steward's inquiry.
Yeah, I'm going to listen back to it here. You can listen back to it.
What about the three-judge panel? Can't we just go to the...
I couldn't even hear
you. We're going to listen back to it.
That was me.
I think it was Gina.
All right, the score, Randy, I think it's tied?
It's tied up 11-11.
Wow. Never. What a breakdown here.
And what a comeback. I mean, give me some credit.
All right, big breakdown. Friends, I think, killed you. I think that's where turning point.
If I've come back 6 points, it's more than Friends that killed her.
All right, here we go. And song number 29.
Yes, no.
Gina. Malcolm in the Middle.
That is correct.
Boom.
Song number 30. Good luck, boys and girls.
Brian. Mission Impossible.
That is right. Song number 31.
Oh, was right here.
Mm-hmm. Knight Rider.
Oh, that's a tie. That
I think
it's Gina.
I don't know.
That's a tie.
Tim.
That's a tie.
That was me.
All right. What do you think, Jerry?
I heard Gina, but Brian's voice was so low. I
heard Gina first.
I feel confident.
I think it was a tie.
No, because you said Gina.
I'm saying it was a tie, but they thought it was you.
Brian, you said it was Gina.
But listening back to it, it sure sounds like a tie.
All right, Gina, what's the name of that show?
I think we should both get the point. It's a tie.
Well, no, it's the majority rules in the three-judge panel, and they've said it's not you. All right, what is this? What's the show?
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider is correct. All right, the score, Randy Wang?
13, Gina. 12, Brian.
Oh, Brian needs this. And if this is a tie after this, what do we do?
Shootout.
I'll get a couple more for after
we
come back.
All right. All right. If Brian gets this, we go to a shootout. If Gina gets this, she is declared the victor. Here we go. Song number 32. It's never come down this close. You guys should both be very proud of your play tonight.
Brian.
Gina!
Brian. The Simpsons.
That is correct. The Simpsons.
Yes!
Whatever, we're not done.
It's tied, Brian.
We're going to have 5 more songs when we come back from break.
For me to come back like that,
you haven't won yet.
But to come back, give me some all goddamn credit.
Mazel tov,
to come
Brian.
Back by
I did also have this thing open like this. I feel like an idiot.
Yeah, because I cheated. Now I cheated.
I don't know. I just had it open. I realized when I was listening
you.
To Knight Rider.
To come back.
All right, it is the Conway Ribbon Show like live at 97.1 Free FM. Got to go to a break!
To come back like that, I get goddamn respect.